You know, the Church of Jesus Christ has suffered a lot, and it has given up many martyrs. And the days of martyrdom are not over yet. Not over yet. I don't even think this has been fulfilled yet. But there are many more souls of the martyrs to augment this scene. Many more cries of those who are slain in the service of Jesus Christ. We're going to be persecuted, maybe even be martyred. The age of martyrs is not over, congregation. A man will still say, deny Christ and live. Or let go of him. Let go of the horns of the altar and you'll live. Let go of Christ, your Lord that you profess, and you'll live. And what do they say? No, we won't let go of him. We'll hold on still to the horns of the altar. We are finding our asylum and refuge in Jesus Christ. And then they'll say, then you'll die there. You'll die at the altar. You'll be martyred. Hold on and die. And they held on and they died. But God still has their prayers. And one day, there'll be a voice come off from all those prayers. And this is the day, the sixth trumpet. The days of martyrs are not over. You know, whenever ISIS were at their height in parts of Iraq, over 1 million Christians were displaced in that vicinity and thereabouts. And many stories are told of the martyrdom of believers in Jesus. Men and women and children who would not deny him, who would not let him go, even in the face of death. On one occasion, the story is reported of 4 young children under 15 years of age who were offered life if they would follow Islam and refuse and reject the divine sonship of Jesus Christ. And those 4 children are reported to have said, no, we love Jesus. They use the Iraqi name for Jesus, Yeshua. We have always loved Jesus. We have always followed Jesus. Jesus has always been with us. And they held to the horns of the altar. And at the horns of the altar, as they said his name, as they confessed his name, as they refused to deny him, their heads were taken off with the executioner's sword. They died in the faith. And so it is still the age of martyrdom. It has been said that a Christian is killed every 2 hours for their faith in Jesus. There may actually be more than that. It is not safe for saints today in North Korea, in parts of Afghanistan, Somalia, in Sudan, parts of Libya, many parts of Pakistan, and parts of India. The persecution of saints still goes on, and many are martyred, being murdered. And the thing is, God hears their prayers. God sees their sufferings. God loves his persecuted and martyred church. And they go to heaven. They go to be with the Lord. Jesus receives them. You remember the first martyr? Stephen. I see Jesus, he says. He's standing at the right hand of God. He's before God. He's in the presence of God. Lord Jesus, receive my spirit.